Dear God, it is hard to resist these nuts. These nuts.
Did it. Oh, wait. Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
I also so just realized. Welcome to the show.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the dark and dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
You have to wait for the... You have to wait for it because it hits. Welcome back to the show. As you are listening to and or viewing this right now, I am currently in Australia. I've come to the land down under where... women roam and men plunder.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
I don't know, but I always thought it was when women plunder.
I come from a land down under. Or women roam and men plunder. I don't fucking know. I'm in Australia.
Can you hear that thunder?
Yeah.
Can better run. Come
better take cover.
Oh, wait. Yes.
It took me in and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
Wait, so what's our time difference again?
Like 16 hours or something like that. Like I'll be a day ahead of where you are now.
You're in the future.
Yeah.
Right now.
While you're listening to this right now, unless you are in the land down under, I am actually in the future. And let me tell you, it's f***ing bright because it's summer in Australia right now. I'm going to be there for Australia Day. We're going to put, the funny thing about shrimp on the Barbie is it should never exist. It's like a thing to like, kind of like mock Australia, I think, because they don't even call them shrimp. They call them prawns. My man pointed that out to me. He's like, the shrimp on the Barbie thing is like, what is that? We don't call them shrimp. It's prawns.
Who made that up?
Prawns on the Barbie doesn't sound as good as shrimp. Can you imagine? Like, maybe that's why Australians don't say shrimp and they say prawn. Because imagine the shrimp. It's like, ew. We don't
they
eat
even
that.
Did it like that.
But honestly, who wants to eat shrimp anyway? Ew. Gross. Don't like it. Not impressed.
I'm not impressed either. Isn't shrimp like the bottom, like the cockroach of the sea?
Yeah.
They say.
And they got poop in their spine. We had an episode where we talked about this.
Yeah. You got to take the poop out.
But like people don't. They're just like, oh, it's fine.
They're like, oh, just put some more horseradish. It's
you'll eat a shrimp and you won't eat ass? Come on now.
They're practically eating ass.
Come on now.
All right. Let's eat an almond.
I don't even know if I should share this.
What? Share
okay,
it.
Okay.
You ate ass? For breakfast?
I'll ask him if he wants me to cut this out, but I've just been making jokes like, I don't even want to finger my man's butt. Like I do because you like to poke it from behind, you know?
Yeah.
I can't do this. The good Lord said, no, thank you, Lord.
Fuck
thank you,
you
Lord. It's a little bit sticky. Oh, it's the taste of almond. And he's like, I don't have a butthole. Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
Your man said this?
And the funny thing is, I'd be trying to poke it. I'll catch him unawares, got those nice little sweatpants on, and just, I can never find it. It's like I've got a tailbone, I've got taint, got like the back of the ball.
But never?
I've had like the upper butt crack, but I can't find the hole.
Does he move it?
I'm starting to think that he doesn't have one. Maybe he's not even real. Do you ever think about that?
I'm curious. How do you not find it?
That's the thing.
I found his before, my man's.
Because
it's definitely like...
That's what I'm saying. It's like everyone has... Like it should be easy to find, right? Because I'll be caught unawares. And then there's a finger right
in
my butthole. Just like poking in. He's like, let me show you. This is your butthole. See how easily I can find it? And like, there it is. He's touching my butthole through my pants. And it's...
It's a little erotic. But for some reason, I can't return the favor. Because I can't find it. I'm talking.
I hope we find it. Not we, like together. But like, meeting you.
Molly, Laura, and the search for her man's asshole.
No, it's like, where's Waldo? And we're wearing the shirts, the stripy shirts and the glasses. God.
We're all like,
and you're on the hunt. I could be like Waldo's sidekick. You're Waldo.
I want to draw.
And you got to find the butthole.
I want to draw us in Waldo costumes.
Yes.
We're climbing a mountain, right? But the mountain is like hairy butt cheeks.
Yes.
Is that not like, merch?
Yes.
Is that not merch?
And like little villages within like little dingleberries.
Yeah, I have to get really in there. Like we make it an I Spy, but like on a mug or a shirt or something like that, right? And there's so many of us and like we have to find the Molly and Laura out of all the Waldos.
Let's do it.
On the butthole. I mean the
Please.
The butt cheek.
Please.
Searching for the butthole.
Please.
That would be so fun. That would be so time consuming.
It would take forever. You might be able to finish it by the time I'm 40.
But it would be worth it. No, I don't know. Sometimes the thing is, if the drawing that I'm doing sucks, it takes so long to even finish. And sometimes I don't. I'm just like, you've never had time.
I think you can nail this.
But if I get into it, I'll sit there for like 8 hours. It's like, I don't do anything else. And I'm like, this needs to finish. I get it with like Christmas cards and stuff like that. I mean, well, your Christmas card took like 3 days, but it was like sick because it was just like all the little details.
And you
like,
oh, I have to think of this.
But you also have to think of all the little details before you color it because you can't color after.
Correct. You can't even take away the color once it's been put down either.
No, it's crazy.
Well, I don't know how you do it. You are magical. You are talented. And I can just see it now. Like you'll probably finish it by the time I'm 40.
Yeah.
But it'll be like a masterpiece.
A masterpiece. We'll have to get like a big wall print.
And then I could picture Julia on the last day of you doing it, horking on it.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, my precious.
Oh, can we talk about Julia for a second? I had a delivery right before I came over.
Talk about it.
And I could hear the dogs heard him coming up. So I was like, I'll just go out to meet him and grab the stuff, right? Now, Julia, my dog, she's a corgi. She's like this tall. This tall. And like, she's not even fat anymore. So she's less intimidating because she looks like she got her little hips on. She looks like a baby.
She's snatched.
It's so cute. She runs out to like meet the delivery driver, right? And like runs between my legs. I was like, and he starts backward scuttling down the path. He's like, no, 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 no. And I was like, sir, do you see what this is? Like, he must have had some bad experiences with dogs if something like Julia could scare him. David, I'm going to send you a photo of Julia. Just put it right here. If you're watching on YouTube, you can take a little peek at Julia if you've never seen her before. This scared a grown man. It was crazy. It was like an ick moment. Do you know what I mean? To like watch a grown man like scuttle backwards. Like, not that I was attracted to him anyway, but it's just one of those things that you're like, really?
Man.
Really?
He must have been attacked.
Oh, and then on the way here as well, aren't Teslas supposed to like be self-driving for the most part? Like they help you avoid making mistakes and stuff like that?
I don't know.
Because on the way here, there was a Tesla collision like in the middle of the intersection.
Like two?
Yeah, like cops were there and everything. And it had crashed, not into a Tesla, but it was a Tesla into like a Honda.
Ah, okay. I was going to say that those Teslas malfunctioned and they committed suicide.
But I was like, wouldn't you like avoid the thing? Or wouldn't the car
like tell you
not to like drive out into the thing? Are you just like overriding your Tesla? Like, because from the impact.
He turned it off.
He's like, no, I don't need help. And then he like immediately crashes. Because it looked to me from the way that like, now listen, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a police detective. I'm not even in the FBI. But from my angle, it looked like it was the Tesla's fault. That's all I'm saying.
It probably was. He probably did override his like help, his safety features or whatever, if you could even do that. Or it's not self-driving.
That's true.
Let's ask ChatGPT.
I think you do have to get a full, like if you buy a Tesla, I think there's like the assist or whatever that's like automatically whatever with it. But I think for full self-driving, you have to pay extra.
Well, then a lot of people probably don't.
Yeah.
Are Teslas self-driving? Let's ask. Are Teslas self-driving or?
Some are.
Yeah, let's see.
Definitely not.
Not fully self-driving, but they do offer driver assistant features like autopilot and full self-driving capability. Hmm. Yep, so you're right.
Hmm.
But Tesla cars are classified as level 2 autonomous vehicles.
Yeah.
Meaning they assist the driver, but they do not operate mm-hmm. independently.
Yeah, but apparently they like to crash into Hondas, whatever that's about. Well, I was like, that's wild.
Shit, do you want to talk about that one Tesla that was just found here, like with that guy that the explosives and shit? Did you even hear about like most
okay,
of this?
So here's the thing. It was in a Cybertruck, right?
Right.
It seems like a poor choice of vehicle for, like, I'm sorry, I don't think that that's a good thing to do. I'm not condoning this behavior, but it's like, isn't it supposed to be almost like an armored vehicle?
Right. And that's what someone was saying. Like, they're just saying how this shows the strength of this car.
And it was all a PR stunt.
That's what they said. And also, like, no news, no bad news is like, I mean, no news is bad news is what I got to say.
Yeah.
So it kind of is.
That's wild, though.
It is wild.
People have been going crazy. And California's all on fire and shit.
All on fire.
Dude.
I mean, I'm sorry to everyone that's out there or like, you know, have God family bless. There. We are definitely sending our high vibrations to you all. And hopefully that everything is going to be okay. Because it's not even
contained.
They said
it's nearly, like started over like $50 billion worth of damage.
Yeah. I don't even know how that's going to like come back. How does something like that come back?
It well, it's just like with like fire, like it takes forever to grow back. I mean, you can build it back, you can, but even just clearing of the rubble
and think about this. Yeah, yeah, clearing of the rubble, a the like building a structure again or someone's home, which all the stuff is irreplaceable, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, and a lot of places that were burned were like not necessarily historic, but like places that people knew, like from, oh, this was on this TV show or this was here, and there's just like and for anyone saying like, listen, I think all right, this is not meant to sound any which way. I think that California is terrible with how they handle things like fires, because here's the thing. They have fires every year, but yeah, they don't change how they handle or prepare for them. And then when things like this happen, it's so completely devastating. Not that like every year isn't a devastating event, but something like this to get to this level, it's like, don't you think that after all, every year it's shown you that like these things happen, that you should do something to like, I don't know, try to ensure it doesn't happen next
like
time.
Every house in California should now have like sprinkler systems installed on top of each roof and like around and like
it's I just... even heard well I even heard that with a lot of insurance in California, they don't even cover house fires. Like, you can't even get covered for fire insurance
so
because of how common
happen
it
all
is
all these people.
I don't fucking know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a terrible, fucked up situation. And now you have all of this land that's also fucked as well. And then all of
the animals,
like
the
money isn't even the biggest part. It's like people themselves. Like, I don't know how many people have died. Unfortunately, I hope it's not very many, if any have. But even just like the effect that it has on people, not to mention on the land, not to mention on like, where does all the shit go? How does all that get taken care of? Where do these people go for this amount of time? Like, while
yeah,
things are being
done.
Yeah,
where do you go? What, shelter? Like, no.
And there's too many people affected for any, like, that's why I think Airbnb was talking about like giving some free night stays to people or something like that.
A week
during this
stay
time, so.
For free if you live in the areas affected by the fires, which is great. But like also like...
It's like it's only it's a band-aid on a gunshot wound.
Literally. That's literally what it... And like, it's just scary. Like, I have, you know, friends and family out there and some people have lost their homes. And at this point, it's like, you can't even say, well, at least you are safe. You know what I mean? I don't even feel comfortable saying that to them. Mm-hmm. And their houses are gone.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry and we love you and it's going to be all right. And move to Vegas.
And I've seen and I've seen a lot of people too, like being so shit about it. Like, listen, I don't really hold a lot of love for California personally. I have a lot of bad memories there and I don't really like the way things are run.
Yep.
But I have love for people in California. Like, I think it's like the government of a place makes it where I would not want to live there. That's just me. But the people who live there are not like, they are California. So when I see things online, people like, oh, well, at least it was only like these rich people, or at least it was only like this, and like, oh, they fucking deserve it because fucking libtards and shit like that. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
But there's still people there, just be a little more kind, people.
Yeah, practice some fucking kindness, for God's sake.
Yep. I know. I wasn't even like thinking of talking about the fires, but you know what? It's the biggest fucking thing right now.
Yeah, it's like
it's
you can't avoid
it. It's every channel. It's every social media presence. Like everything on social media is fire. So I mean, I have to like, you know, say.
I think just sometimes it's like we don't really talk about a lot of current events and stuff like that, but sometimes things are so prevalent that it's like if you don't mention this, like you really must not know anything that's going on in the world.
We do kind of like, you know. We kind of keep up, but we're not the news.
Coming to you from Laura's couch. Oh, man.
But yeah, so it's pretty scary. And then what's going to happen with like the weather after? Like usually after a big massive fire like that, it's like comes the crazy storms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe those like storms will wash it all away. Like the debris.
Maybe, and,
like,
but then you're talking about also like... like rock slides and like rubble slides,
and then there like, we go. So that,
yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, there's just nothing good about this, and
nothing.
If you're being like, "Ha ha, I'm fine over here," and fuck you, like you fucking deserved it. Like, honestly, go sit in a dark fucking room,
yeah,
with a mirror, stare at your fucking self, and see if you can last more than 5 minutes. And if you can, you're a terrible person.
Yeah,
like quite honestly, people are just like. With all this negative shit lately, I'm so fucking sick of it. And okay, I know we kind of talked about I have something else to talk about because someone addressed something from the last podcast with the whole milking scenario, so remind me about that. But whenever I get to these like dark points that I get to, not as often as I used to, and this last week's episode you'll have heard me talk about my depression, which I am working on coming out from, and it's still it going better than it was last week. And last week was better than the time I
you
talked about.
You gotta pat yourself on the back.
Yeah, but where was I going with that?
Would you like a water?
No, I actually have this liquid IV. Did you know that one stick of liquid IV dissolved in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more effectively than water alone with the help of CTT technology? And I have some here if you would like to
please.
Pour some into a glass. We have a lot of fun choices when you shop at liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. You can pick some of our personal favorites if you want to give them a try, like sugar-free rainbow sorbet. We also have a strawberry lemonade.
Oh.
We have... golden cherry, wapow, and a new flavor that I haven't tried yet that I thought maybe would be beneficial to you in your time of suffering because it is the flu season and you want to stay immunized.
Yes.
So there's a new passion fruit flavor and it has a hydration boost, but also I believe this is the one that has the vitamin C boost. Let me see. And immune
vitamin
support.
C.
You want to keep your immune.
It has
get
zinc.
That. Level up your immunity. So many people, when they're doing builds on things like Elden Ring, they don't think about the status effects from things that get thrown at you on a daily basis. You need to build up your immunity stats. Your immunity stats are lacking. So stack that shit up. Go to liquidiv.com.
Stack
use code
it.
TWND. Save 15%. Get free shipping and elevate that immunity boost.
Ooh, and it's got mango. Hello.
God, I could have been an auctioneer.
Sorry.
I got distracted because I was over explaining. Hang on. Oh, when I hate myself, I'm like, I need to surround myself with friends. Like that's why I just need to like be a better person and like find these friends and reach out and not expect people to reach out to me and blah, blah, blah. And then I try that and I overthink it before even trying to put out feelers to like spend time with someone or be like, hey, like we should be friends or something like that. And I'm like, this is so fucking stupid. I'm like a 13-year-old boy, like trying to text his crush. Like, what do I even say? Oh, you look so cute today. No, you look bad. You look terrible, but I would hang out with you anyway.
Like, still sounds like a boy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and that's not like what goes through my mind exactly, but that's like basically the thing. I overthink it. I'll sit there. I'll write a few messages. I'll be like, that sounds stupid. And I'll delete it and I'll try again. And then I reach out and I start to... do something. And what is with people? How do women make friendships? Because I start to think like this one person, right? I'm like, I think that we have a potential to it not be like very close friends, but like hang out and she seems cool and blah, blah, blah. And we had this little connection at an event and I was like, she's cool, right? And then sends me this message like in the new year about this other girl who like doesn't like me. Right? And it's this whole thing. And it's
Excuse me?
Let's just bring it up to this point that she like says these things and I'm kind of like, oh, haha, like, you know, people do whatever. And it's just kind of a crazy thing for this person to do is kind of what I said, right? And she's like, well, I'm trying not to be petty, but I thought you would enjoy this. Like, she has her own stuff going on, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that wasn't the sentiment that I got the last time we hung out. And now you're like, hey, this person like said this and I'm trying to be less petty, but I thought you would enjoy this. How? Like, I thought you would enjoy this knowledge. And I'm like, so you're just like roping me into drama that I didn't ask for or want to be a part of. And why did I think I needed more friends? And I come to this point every time that I'm like, I don't understand the dynamics of most of those like friendships. Like, it doesn't seem like friendship to me. And it just seems like this weird fucking game that I never learned. And I'm like, why do I keep trying to find other people? Like, I just need to work and stop being a fucking sad fuck. And then I come out of my depression more.
It's like Desperate Housewives. All the drama. Yeah,
that's
literally.
Dude. What the fuck? It's okay. It's exactly like that. That's like how it goes. And sometimes I'm even like, because I know I've mentioned before, like, I don't really feel super connected to the industry. Not like not connected, but I'm not like immersed in it, you know? And so sometimes I think maybe if I just have like some normal, not like normal
civilians.
Even like saying civilians because I'm not like doing a public service.
I call myself a civilian compared to the intelligence.
Let's say the vanilla people, right? I'm like, I could venture out into the vanilla people because, as I've said, sleeper build of whores. It's not like most people when I go out on a daily basis are like, she does porn. She definitely does porn. Like, that's not. So I'm like, I could immerse myself in the normies and maybe I would learn something about people. But then I learn something about people and I don't like it.
Ugh.
So I'm like, ew, why do I keep doing this? Like, what the fuck?
Just stick to your shit, girl. Stick to your shit. You have to. And it's like us normies, you know, we're boring too.
No, but even like I wouldn't even say that you're what I talk about with normie, because you're
alien,
but you work within the industry. Like, you do makeup for people. You're very like open-minded and you're very kind of like, this is what it is. Here it is. You know what I mean? Other people who aren't in this, well, I'll never relate to them because I don't understand like, oh, this person is like here. Shit. Oh, I'm actually kind of friends with that person.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And now
yeah.
It's weird that you're saying this, but I still like you, but I'm going to talk about you to them. And then they talk about you to them. And then you have to hear from some other third party. And I'm like, I met you for like 30 minutes. Like, why is this a thing that's now like in my wheelhouse? It shouldn't have to be. That shouldn't be a thought in my head. So why? Firstly, why? Why do people do that? How do you keep track of all the shit that you're saying? Do you know what I mean?
It's it's
how do you keep track of the drama?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I kind of tune it out. Like, you kind of have to.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and I don't really have a lot of friends either. I have a lot of acquaintances. I have, you know, people that I've met through work or whatever. But it's like, if you come at me with drama that wasn't mine or like just, I mean, I'll listen to somebody if they got shit on their mind or they got shit going on.
But also like, well, I have other things to do and I don't know you that well. Yeah. So that's, if it works, if you're vibing, like, you can tell, right? But yeah, you can't give too much energy to.
Because then it's going to suck your energy.
Dude, it was a moment that I was like, literally like, oh, like, maybe.
Yeah.
And then it was like, it just went. And just like blew it out.
Did
like,
you make a wish?
Well, I wish that it wouldn't happen again, but it probably will because apparently I can't like just can't recognize that I'm like, you know what the funny thing is? I can recognize a thing about a guy
quick
5 years before I've met him. I'm like, I clocked you. Like, as the moment I laid eyes on you, I knew 5 years ago what
psychic,
you were.
Psychic.
And which is funny because I didn't do that with my ex. I think because of my ex, I recognize the things now.
Yeah.
And you've experienced some of my call outs and have I been right?
Yes.
Every time.
Every time.
Thank you. But with women.
It's insane.
But with women, I'm like, mommy? Are you my mommy? Can we be friends? I need female validation, so I'm gonna look past all of your red flags. And like, this is fine. And just abuse me. It's cool. I recognize this. This is a pattern.
Harder.
This is a pattern. This is a pattern. And I tried to say harder.
Wait, what? Pattern. What I said. What was the name? Shit. Walk Marlberg. Walk Marlberg.
Walk Marlberg.
I can't even say it. The other day we were hanging out and it just slipped out of my mouth.
Walk Marlberg.
I'm so dyslexic.
I think it was actually when we were doing the Christmas episode, wasn't it? But like after.
Oh shit.
But speaking of exes, I thought this might be something interesting to talk about because I don't think we bring up exes as much as we used to, for sure.
Let's bring them up.
I feel like early on, I was getting a lot of like relationship stuff out there. And I think that just because I was working through my own shit with the divorce, and I think that sometimes it does come back, especially if we have guests and they're talking about stuff and everything kind of vibes. It just comes up in conversation if it does, because I think, as we've said before, talking about something helps heal it. And you're not like beating the dead horse. It's like, I think I've actually grown a lot in the last 5 years since this terrible relationship. And I didn't like who I was back then. As much as I didn't like the things that was happening to me, I felt disconnected from everything, even myself. Like, and I think that as the years go on, I have less panic attacks. I have less depressive episodes. Like, and I've been doing a lot of work, right?
It's work.
But the milking clip, things like that. Now, it sounds ridiculous, right? That my ex would try to milk me. It sounds crazy. I know. I lived that. When I think back to those moments, I have to laugh because I'm literally like, I might have a breakdown, like if I think about it. And not like actually, but like, what were you thinking? Like, no one taught you that, like, or like how to be in a relationship or how to set whatever boundaries. And like, and that's not like anyone's fault. That's just like me being young, not knowing, and then getting roped in
manipulated by
someone who was an older person who basically just like groomed me into a relationship and then sexually and physically and mentally abused me for years. If I can't laugh about it, I would never stop crying.
Amen.
And sometimes things like get locked up, right? Praise the Lord. And it's like, we'll talk about something like the milking. And I'm like, oh, here's this bit of lore, because what we were talking about reminded me of this thing that happened that I just haven't thought about in years. And
we're now
that
I can. Talking about cows.
And now that I can look. I know, because I felt like a cow. Here's the funny thing about, okay, here's the thing about cows. I felt like a cash cow. That is how I felt like that entire relationship, for people who are unaware. And this is not like, oh, fucking feel sorry for me. I don't fucking want you to, because I'm doing great now. And I think it turned me into a person who's able to deal with things and to recognize better things that I want for myself and to respect myself. It just took a long time, unfortunately, and that's fine. But the thing is, that whole relationship, it was like, whether it was like selling off my eggs, like to the ovum donation company, whether it was making me fuck all these people, whether it was like getting me into camming, having me do mainstream, like doing all of this stuff and other things I don't even want to really get into because it's just a fucking lot. I made my therapist cry. I surprise Laura all the time with new lore.
Yeah.
And it's just, if I don't talk about it, it stays there and I can't just like pretend it didn't happen. So if I'm going to laugh about something, that's what I'm going to do. However, on the Molly Milkers clip, this guy, let me actually read this because I wanted to kind of talk about this because I think that it could help people maybe who are also going through something like this or who have gone through something like this. So let me pull up this comment real quick. David Word from Sponsor. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/twnd. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/twnd to try it out. Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com.
You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Play Box and support our show by using code TWND at checkout.
All right, so for those who may be new to the show and have not heard this clip or this episode, let me play the clip for you. And it can't be copyrighted or sound whatever because it's my own.
It's ours.
It's me. It's me and Laura saying words.
Let's go.
All right.
Remember I tell you my ex tried to milk my boobs? Your face tells me that I have not told you.
I was like,
no. Your face. About this milking. Okay. My ex bought a milk pump, and he would make me sit there and pump my boobs, because apparently if you pumped your boobs enough, they would eventually milk, and mine never milked. And I really hated it, and I thought that it was terrible. Sometimes I feel like I've told you everything,
but I realize that there's layers to this onion. After the boobs?
After. I mean, not like right after surgery, but
he's like, now let's milk him.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so.
Oh, gosh, the shit we.
But, like, seriously, like, think about that. In the moment, do you think I felt good sitting there just, like, having my tits sucked on by a machine that was meant to, like, feed babies? No, I didn't enjoy it. But it also was this thing of, like, after a point with a relationship that is like that, that is abusive, maybe you've been through one, maybe you haven't been, maybe you've been a perpetrator of one and want to be a better person. Things start small, right? Mm-hmm. And then they get a little bigger. But there's an apology for the last weird thing. And that was kind of small, especially in comparison to this next thing that happened, right? So then there's an apology for that. And then something crazier happens. But then a little bit of an amend is made here. Right? So you're like, okay, well, maybe this thing will be allowed. Maybe it will get better this way because some improvement has been made on this end, this one thing I asked for. Then a few months later, that thing you asked for is no longer even part of the equation. It's fallen off the back of the fucking truck and been run over. It's roadkill. And then more things have happened since then while you were waiting for that thing to continue happening. And instead it just never did. So someone asked, why would you even let him do it? To which I said, when in your... to which I said, let's try that again. When you're in an abusive relationship, a lot ends up sliding for the sake of peace. I feel like when you're in a relationship like that, it's like when something small is asked of you, because compared to a lot of other things that were required of me, sitting there with my tits getting sucked on by a milking machine was so much better than a lot of the alternatives. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? So that's why those small things get allowed to happen. And then you look back at it and you're like, that was fucking weird. But that was also a night I didn't have to like fuck some stranger that was picked for me or like do something else that I don't want to talk about. And like, that was a better alternative. So do you understand how fucked up that is? It's not like I was just like, oh yeah, that sounds hot. Why don't you just come try to milk my boobs even though I know they won't milk.
Like, it's not like you were just sitting there going like, all right, I'll give it a shot. You know, you were like, well, fuck.
This I was is like, well, I can better. Do this yeah. or I cannot do those other things. And if I don't do this, I get yelled at. Things get thrown probably. Maybe you get backhanded. I don't know. It's going to be Russian roulette. So I'd rather sit here and get my tits sucked. Like, and it hurt, dude. Yeah. But it's still a lot better than some of the alternatives. So the reply was, why didn't you seek help to get out sooner? Now, you've been in a relationship that is abusive, a relationship that you felt trapped in mm-hmm. and that you felt you had to escape from. Why did you not ask for help sooner?
A lot of my feelings inside were like, how can I let it get to this point and not have asked for help sooner? Or like feeling embarrassed about the shit that was happening to me. Meaning like I felt like I was like just like in a hole that was so deep.
And you just kept digging down.
I could get myself out.
But for some reason you just kept digging down. Yeah. Right? It's so it's like you fell into this pit and you're like, oh shit, I gotta get out of here. But you try to reach up. And I feel like that's maybe the first time you try to reach out for help to someone, right? You try to reach up. But then the person that you're with pulls you back down because they'll do something to sour that relationship that you felt safe enough in to try to confide about these issues that are happening, right? For instance, I don't know, you can share as well, but shortly after I started dating my ex-husband when we were still in the dating stages, he moved me. I always wanted to go to California, but he knew that my family was like, eh? and he saw that I was ready to go and do something and go somewhere. Uh-huh. And he took me away from all of my friends and family pretty quick, like right off of the bat of dating. And that was on me, sure, but I also didn't know any better. And when you lose a network of people that even if you maybe had some differences or weren't that close, you lose the ability to have anyone help you. And especially when you're young, you have this idea in your head that like, you know what the best thing is. And you're like, whether it's this, whatever situation, I can fix that. And I can be better because if I'm better, then I can like fix these things that are wrong. And you can't. And then you can't even fix them in yourself. So you have this person who keeps pulling you down and away from everyone. And then you get to the point in the relationship, I feel like you said, that you're in that deep pit and you're like, I need to go up. But maybe if I just tunnel down through here and just keep going down, it will come back up like on the other side of the world. And maybe. Then I'll be up on top again. And it'll be fine.
Yeah, like waking up in China or something.
Yeah, and it's like, it doesn't work that way.
You're way far away.
But you think you can. But by the time that you feel like you've gotten there, you are so far away from everyone and every other connection that you only have that one person. So if you were to let that go, if you were to fuck that up, and they've also convinced you that you can't do anything without them because look at everyone who's no longer in your life. That's because of you. That's because of things that you've done and how you are and all that kind of stuff. And here's all this negative, negative, negative. And here's all these things that people have told me about you, but I don't believe them. That's why I am there for you. And I am the only person that you need. And no one will ever love you like I do. So that's why. Because you've become trapped in a situation with someone that you thought loved you. And it's hard enough to break up, I feel like, in a normal relationship as it is. So when you have someone that you feel like is your whole world.
Breaking up is never easy, right? For whatever reason it is. Like, even if it's not even a toxic situation, maybe it's just something else.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe you find out news and, you know, you're just like, well, this has to end. Mm-hmm. And you know, and that's it. But
and it's still sad, but it's like, it's still hard to do. But there's something about being in a relationship that traps you, that you really do start to think that like, you won't be able to do anything outside of that relationship. Like, I got to the point that like, with that relationship, it was like, I think I'm gonna fail everything as soon as I leave this relationship. But when I finally did leave for the final time, I was like, well, my life is over. And that's fine. I don't know. Maybe I'll just kill myself. Like, but I just couldn't be in it any longer. Do you know what I mean? But once I got out of that, I started to realize how I already did everything for myself. I had for years and for another person. Do you know what I mean? And you're like, how could someone convince me that I was worthless and that I didn't do anything when in fact I was everything to them? I gave them everything. And it still wasn't enough.
Well, you were manipulated to believe those things. So that's like the shittiest part. Like with mine, I just felt like I was being abused by the devil. And that when I was away, I was okay. And like I was strong and I was like worth it. And like people liked me. Nobody liked him. You know, like they were all like, oh gosh, like get away from him. But like for me, I was like, well, how am I going to do that and get out alive?
Yeah.
Like that was more of the thing. And like so comes down to it where you're just gonna have to like suck it up and figure out a way to get out of there, or you do ask for help. And if you're that strong, I congratulate you. Like good job, because it's not easy for everybody, and it wasn't easy for us in our situations.
Honestly,
and like,
anyone trying to leave an abusive relationship, it's not easy.
So if
like,
you
I promise
need help
you.
Then get it. Like and if you're strong enough to ask for the help, like then do it, please. Like do it now.
Like
do it yesterday.
It's not worth it to like, it's just something that you're not going to fix. Because if, especially if it's something that's gone on for like honestly any amount of time, but especially if you've been in it for years, trust me, as someone who knows and felt trapped, you will be fine. Not right away. It's gonna take time, it's gonna take work, and it's gonna be hard. But what's harder, like basically dying, losing all of yourself into this person who like, I'm sorry, hates you. Here's the thing, because it's not love, because someone who loves you does not treat you that way. This person hates you. They love what you provide to them, whether it's money, whether it's sex, whether it's just you like cooking for them. And I'm not saying that like all of these apply or whatever, but they love what you offer them, whether it's anything, because they just want to suckle that out of you until you are an empty fucking husk.
And they love to see you empty and they love to see you in pain.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what they fucking get off on. So it's not worth it. You are worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it to stay. You are worth it to leave. Like, you will find so much more peace. It will take time and it is hard work, but I think that it's less hard than staying in that situation and just wanting to, you know what? It is harder than staying in it. Cause once you stay in it to a point, you're just like shut off. You know what I mean? So if you want to stay shut off and you just want to power down, like, it just makes me really sad for you, homies.
And same goes to like people in like situations where you're living with someone, like it doesn't have to be relationship.
Yeah.
Like whoever's raising you or like whoever you live with, like an abusive roommate or whatever. Like, yeah. Just get out of it.
Yeah. It's not
worth
it.
Parents, aunts, uncles, like no. Cut them off.
Yeah. You can just cut people off. You can just, here's a thing. You can just never talk to someone again. Because here's the thing. You're like, well, what if I see them? What if I? Then you could look at them and you could say nothing. Do you know how much that would fuck with someone's head if you just like stare through them?
Well, if you saw your ex today, what would you do? I would run personally just to never see them again.
Well, he was short, so I would wear heels and I would look down like this.
Good. Well, that's super strong.
I would stare through just like that.
That's amazing. I love that.
Then maybe kick him.
I would run. I'd be like, fuck this
dude,
guy.
Dude, I'm not.
I'm done.
Fucking fight me, homie. You can't fucking beat me up anymore, you little bitch. Anyway, so I also said, the fact that you asked this, so he had said, why didn't you seek help to get out sooner, as we discussed. Mm-hmm. Said, the fact that you asked this, why can't I? I'm so like... today. The fact that you ask this suggests you've never been in a relationship like this, so I'm happy for you. Thinking, that's kind of an end to it, right? And the next question, you didn't try to get out?
Again? Wait, like, why is
like, okay, so why didn't you seek help to get out sooner? Okay. And then says, you didn't try to get out? Not sure what ever implied that I didn't try. Here's the funny thing. As I replied, tried, failed, tried again, failed. Finally succeeded, since he's obviously listed as an ex. I don't think you understand how an abusive relationship works.
Correct.
My dude.
Now you do.
Because, listen, thank you.
I felt like that was so super appropriate.
It is. Because it's like those things, and it's like, from there, it's also not a point of like trying to understand. And that's the thing. If you don't understand, if you've never been in a relationship like this and it is difficult for you to comprehend, I am so fucking happy for you. Like, actually, because it's not a fun thing to go through. It's not like just like, oh, so this is like my lore. Like, I turn it into my lore because it sucked. Do you understand? Like, so try to have some empathy for people who have been in situations like these, and try to have empathy and sympathy for yourself if you are in a situation like that or have been in the past, because you deserve it. And like, just try to understand people. People should just try to be more fucking understanding.
Mm-hmm. In all ways. I agree.
But what I don't understand is, have you been to a Texas Roadhouse?
No. I think I've heard of this. What is this? Is it a restaurant?
Yeah. Texas Roadhouse has really like, let's say.
Barbecue?
I mean, it's steak. It's burgers. It's like, they have this soft, sweet honey bread. And it's like the soft glazed rolls that they bring to the table. And it's just endless rolls. You can have as many as you want. And they have honey butter that they whip up. So you have honey butter to rub on it. So we went the other night because I hadn't been to a Texas Roadhouse and I don't even know. And he's like, I got a gift card. I was like, fuck yeah, we're getting some rolls. Like, we worked out really hard. We're like, let's go get our rolls. So they're delicious, right? But I went into the bathroom and I was like, I know this is a Texas Roadhouse. You could tell if you never brought me through the front door and just like, opened me up into the bathroom.
Why?
You just like blindfolded me, walked me through the restaurant, and there I was in the bathroom. Because there's like 6 or 7 stalls, right?
Uh-huh.
Every single one of the toilet seats is askew. So you know when you like sit really hard on the toilet seat many, many times and it eventually kind of comes off the hinge a little bit, so you sit on it and it slips? It's not a healthy restaurant, is what I'm trying to say. But like half of the seats had like fucking streaks on the back of the toilet seat.
And so these people are getting instant diarrhea from eating there?
I don't fucking know.
I am scared. Are these people like, that eat there are just that unhealthy?
I guess.
That they just have the shits all the time.
Yeah, it was intense, dude. I was like, this is crazy. Like, I hover peed because I had to pee just so bad. And I had to like hover pee. I found a clean one, but it was still askew. And I was like, if I sit on it, then my legs and butt are going to touch the actual toilet seat. And I don't want that to happen. Like the toilet rim. I ain't trying to get rimmed at a fucking Texas Roadhouse. I don't know what to tell you.
Are you sure?
So I am not. Because then I go out, right? And it's like, I look to the side. So all of the soap was out. There was no soap.
Oh,
like,
hell
like
no.
The dispensers were just unsoaped, right? And then I look over.
Shame. For shame.
So I just wash with water. I'm like, I'll just rinse. Like, I didn't really touch anything. And I go to get the paper towels. No paper towels. No paper towels. Turn around and there's the bin. And I shit you not, the bin is this tall. Sorry, I don't know if that's enough. Okay. The bin was like this tall from the floor, right? It was topped that tall with paper towels.
Are you saying about like my paper height?
Yes, dude. They're like, because the trash can was in the corner. So it was just like a mountain. I used like paper towels. You'd have to toss it up.
And there was nothing like, to toss.
But then there's also like on the floor, like it spilled down from this mound of paper towels. And I was like, this is a Texas. This is exactly what people would picture when you think of a Texas Roadhouse bathroom.
Oh dear.
But then I started like freaking out because you know how I am with germs. And I started thinking about the bathroom as I took my little wet hands and walked back to the table with my little T-Rex arms. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, if the bathrooms are that messy, what are they doing to the food?
Ooh.
And then it made it really difficult to enjoy the food. But I still did.
What did you order?
Just like steak.
Steak was good.
It was good. And they had these sauteed mushrooms on them that were so good that I was like, there is half a stick of butter in these mushrooms.
Ooh.
Like, it was too much, but it was also like perfect, right? Because it's like you don't eat like that all the time.
And it's so like chain restaurant then, right?
Yeah.
So they're all over.
Yeah.
This is like Outback Steakhouse? Mm-hmm. Okay.
But like no Bloomin' Onion.
Oh, shit.
Which apparently is not an Australian thing anyway. That's just like for Outback Steakhouse.
But like I think a lot of those places are pretty safe to eat at because like it might not be the top quality of like the meats or whatever.
Well,
who cares?
Here's the thing. People were washing their hands, right? Otherwise, why are they that many paper towels stacked up in a paper towel tower?
Did they at least give you those little wet naps for after you eat?
No.
Damn. Nah. I love those.
Yeah, it was sick. One cool thing, though, that I don't ever, like, go sit down at restaurants for the most part, especially, like, not like I don't want to say bar restaurant, but, like, a big chain restaurant
big
like
ones,
that.
Yeah.
And now on the table, they just have, like, you just pay at the table, and then you just leave.
Oh, so there's no server.
Like, there is a server. They come to take your order. They bring you food. But then you can just, like, pay and you just leave whenever
later.
Like it's like a little screen,
yeah,
and you like tap to pay and I was like that's actually kind of cool.
All right. You're like I don't have to see anyone.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It was crazy. There was this one guy who was a server there and I couldn't tell if he had, because you know like the lighting isn't great in this place, they keep it a little dimmer so you don't have to like look at yourself while you're like feasting, but I couldn't tell if he had like a really chiselly shaped face. He looked like he had like implants in his face, like in his jaw, that kind of was like handsome Squidwardy. And I was kind of like squinting at him through, because I couldn't stop looking at him, because he looked like, I'm not trying to be mean, but he just looked so bizarre. And I was like, I couldn't tell if that was his face or his beard. But as he came closer, determined that it was just like the way his beard was cut was in such a way that he looked like he had like implants
so
under his
chiseled.
Skin. I was like, this is crazy.
Speaking of that, like implants and all that, I just saw recently that there's a surgery now that can make you cosmetically taller. Like,
yeah, it doesn't seem worth it to me. They cut out bits of your thing and make you grow bones. It's painful. It takes so long. And then you get like maybe 2 inches or something.
There's a guy here in Vegas who just got the surgery and he went from 5'9". 5'9". It's not short. No. Okay. 5'9". And he got to 6'2". So yeah. Damn. He grew a little bit. But like.
It seems like a lot of effort for. Not that much.
Or was
game.
It 6 foot? Don't quote me. It was either 6 foot or 6'2". Either way, he got a few inches out or up, I mean.
A few inches in, you know what I'm saying?
But I just feel like, man, we've gotten to the point of like where people can now customize their height after they've been already fully grown.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, and I asked my man too, like, because like, you know, I'm like, have you ever felt like you wanted to be taller ever? Like, has that ever crossed your mind? He's like, no.
Yeah. Sometimes I want to be shorter.
And like, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's probably going to be a surgery for
that. I don't actually. See, but like, how far are you going to go? Like, no, I don't want to change it. It's just like sometimes when I get a new pair of leggings and they come up to like here, but they're supposed to be full length leggings, I'm like,
ah. And then I inherit them in their full length pants.
Perfect.
Ta-da. But yeah, so I'm just saying, like, I feel like, I've never thought that. Okay, yes, I've wanted different eye color. Yes, I've wanted different hair color. Like little things like that. I've never wanted to be shorter, taller. I've never wanted to be, I mean, yeah, skinnier, fatter, whatever. Like it goes so many different ways.
Yeah.
But taller?
But like the only thing you couldn't change before really was the tallness, because you can change all the other stuff. It's like whether
you can't
you're
get
like
shorter either.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Height.
Height, yeah.
That's the only difference. That's the only thing before that you couldn't change. Because like you said, you want a different eye color, do contacts. You want a different hair color your hair. Like anything that you want to do, pretty much.
Lose
you
weight.
Can change. Yeah,
you can,
like gain weight.
You
like
can
do whatever.
Bulk up. Yeah. Like whatever.
You want to be strong, work out. Like there's so many different things. But like it now just, the height is
it's crazy to me.
But it's wild because like, I don't know why people make such a big deal about height.
Well, to guys, I guess it's a big deal. Like, they take it personal.
Yeah, but they take it to themselves. And also, I guess there's always that thing of like,
well, he has to be 6 feet.
It's like, why? He probably has a complex.
He must, like, love some chick who's only into tall guys. And he's going that far.
Yeah, I guess.
But also,
but it's not worth
screw
it.
That.
The hoes ain't worth it.
Do you, boo-boo? Yeah, the hoes.
Hey, if you want to regrow your leg bones to be taller, then God bless, because that seems like so much work.
And have to relearn how to walk again, because literally after their surgery, they have to relearn how to walk.
Because it's totally different
There's
now.
Only been a couple of people that have had this surgery successfully. So it's like also like it's so new that imagine like if it backfired in like 20 years and then you can't walk ever again because you got the surgery to get taller. Like, you know what I mean? You really took a risk. So we're not shaming you for anything.
No.
Do you?
But it is a risk.
It's just wild.
Some people like risks in different ways. And I think this week for your homework, you should try something a little risky.
Yes.
Or a little risque. And let us know what it is at twndpodcast@gmail.com or with voicemail at 702-900-6446 and share your adventures.
Share your riskiness.
Share all that risky business.
Yes.
Us.
I was going to say watch risky business.
Watch risky biscuits.
Go get buttery biscuits.
Ooh, get buttery biscuits and try something to risk it. And we will be here again next week. And I'm still going to be down under next week. And you can follow the podcast on X and Instagram at TWND Podcast. Please like, share, subscribe, share with a friend. It's how the podcast grows. And follow me on Instagram at This Redhead is SFW. And TikTok is gone, so you can't follow me there
is
anymore.
Is it really?
Yay. By the time this comes out, it's gone. No more TikTok.
Is it really gone? It
says on the 19th, so we'll see.
Later, TikTok.
And you can follow Laura.
At Wham Glam Artistry.
Thank you all. Be risky. Get your biscuits. And we will see you Monday.
Come.
My boobs are shaking so much.
Yes. All right.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.